Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, we have a wonderful show. Coming up, Billie Holiday, Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, and many more. So stick around. Now, in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Keeley Smith along with Nelson Riddle. We'll have the Pied Pipers, and right now it's Harry James and the famous 2 o'clock jump.
Dream, and they might. as they seem. So
Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II put together that beautiful piece of music called The Song Is You, and Keeley Smith, along with Nelson Riddle, did a great job of presenting it. Before that, it was the Pied Pipers and a great Johnny Mercer tune from 1945 called Dream. And we started with Harry James and the 2 o'clock jump. Interesting, of course, as you know, there is a 1 o'clock jump, which was written and played by Count Basie. And Count Basie and Harry James and Benny Goodman wrote The 2 o'clock Jump. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1931 that the Star-Spangled Banner, written by Francis Scott Key, officially became the national anthem of the United States. Well, despite the fact that millions sing the anthem before sporting events, civic club meetings, and other public gatherings, it is still ranked as the most difficult national anthem on earth to sing. And on this week in 1942, the Stage Door Canteen opened on West 44th Street in New York City. The canteen became widely known as a service club for men in the armed forces, and a much welcome place to spend what otherwise would have been some pretty lonely hours. The USO, the United Service Organization, grew out of the canteen operation, remember Stage Door Canteen, to provide entertainment for American troops around the world. Now let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Glenn Miller. We'll have Deborah Locke. Right now, it's Johnny Mercer and Accentuate the Positive.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. As years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you,
Well, that's the famous Glenn Miller Band and a song called The Glen Island Special. The Glenn Miller Band began a first important booking on this day in 1939, playing at the Meadowbrook Night Spot in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. At this location prior to his summer booking at the famous Glen Island Casino, hence the song we just played, Miller was able to whip his band into shape and build up a following through 10 live radio broadcasts each week. Before that, we had Deborah Locke, Cincinnati's own Deborah Locke, from her CD called Love of It. It was a Mac David and Harry Warren tune from 1945 called The More I See You. It was in a film called Diamond Horseshoe with Dick Hames. And we started with Accentuate the Positive, a 1944 tune by Harold Arland and Johnny Mercer. This song, this particular song, big one, on the hit parade number one in 1945. And this song, by the way, in 1945, on this day, the number four song was Al Dexter with I'm Losing My Mind Over You. The number three song was the Frankie Carl and his orchestra and A Little on the Lonely Side. The number two song was Tommy Dorsey and I Dream of You. And this song, Accentuate the Positive with Johnny Mercer, was number one on this day in 1945. By the way, it was on this week back in 1863 that free city delivery of mail was authorized. This is free city delivery of mail authorized by the U.S. Postal Service. But it was the same Postal Service that would soon unauthorize free city delivery of mail. And on this week back in 1917, the first jazz recording for Victor Records was released. The original Dixieland Jazz Band performed on the tune Dixie Jazz Band One Step. The word jazz, J-A-S-S, was later changed to jazz, J-A-Z-Z, because it sounded, well, more jazzier. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Billie Holiday from Nat King Cole. And here's Benny Goodman, who's Stompin' at the Savoy. Thank you.
I understand. And darling, you are not to blame if when we kiss it's not the same. I understand. It's not your fault because your heart has changed its mind. You didn't mean to be unkind. I understand. Forgetting you will be far from easy. I've grown so used to your charms, I'll miss that old thrill, and no one can fill the place here in my arms. But if you find our love was really meant to be, then darling, hurry back to me, and I'll understand. But if you find our love was really meant to be, then darling, hurry back to me, and I'll understand. Thank you.
telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic city are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze wobbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in their mind.
Oh, what a great song. Moonlight in Vermont from 1945. This was Billie Holiday's rendition of it. She recorded this in January of 1957. It was also a big recording for Margaret Whiting and also for Billy Butterfield. We heard from Nat King Cole with Billy Mays Orchestra with a Kim Gannon tune called I Understand. And we started with Benny Goodman Stoppin' at the Savoy, written by Benny and Chick Webb back in 1934. Well, it was on this week back in 1937 that Benny Goodman opened his historic run at the Paramount Theater in New York with Frank Sinatra. It was an unusual time for the band, a big time, and big time for the swing era, with kids dancing in the aisles in near riot conditions. I think you've seen pictures of that, and that's not far off the mark. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Diana Krall. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. We still have a lot more great stuff coming up. In the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from, we'll have Les Paul and Mary Ford here. Then we'll have Les Brown. And right now, and hold on to your seats, it's Diana Krall. And from this moment on.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only two for tea, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-dee-doo songs. From this moment on, for you got the love I need so much. I got the skin that I love to touch. I got the arms to hold me tight. Got those sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. Oh, from this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. You've got the love I need so much. I got the skin that I love to touch. I got the arms to hold me tight. I got those sweet lips to kiss me tonight.
Sean High. His sleepy mate is calling, and my heart is calling you.
That was the great team of Les Paul and Mary Ford. The song was The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. This was written back in 1919. This particular song got up to number two on the hit parade in 1951. Well, it was on this week back in 1941 that Les Height and his orchestra recorded this song for Blueberg Records. The instrumental became Height's most popular work. And then, as we just played, a decade later, Les Paul and Mary Ford added a vocal to the tune, making it one of their biggest-selling hit songs. And it was a hit, too. Before that, it was Les Brown, his band of renown, with the Johnny Mercer Lionel Hampton tune from 1947. Wonderful song called Midnight Sun. And we heard a rambunctious version of From This Moment On by Diana Krall. This written back in 1950. Words and music by Cole Porter from Kiss Me, Kate. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1981 that Walter Cronkite, the Dean of American Television Newscasters, said, "And that's the way it is," for the final time as he closed the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite. The estimated audience of 17 million viewers saw the most trusted man in America sign off. Cronkite retired after more than 30 years in broadcasting to be replaced by Dan Rather at the anchor desk. And on this week in 1930, the redhead, Red Barber, began his radio career on this day when he started broadcasting at WRUF and at the University of Florida in Gainesville. He soon became one of the best-known sports voices in America. He did the Reds games in the late 1930s. Red Barber. Back to more music on Swing. We'll have the Pat Longo Super Big Band. We'll have Frank Sinatra. Right now, it's Helen Forrest with Harry James, and I've heard that song before.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to moan and sigh. I got a right to sit and cry down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
That's a song written by Billy May, who also got his name into the song title. The song was Come What May, and it's performed by Pat Longo and his super big band from their CD called Here's That Swing Thing. Before that, it was Frank Sinatra and a song called I Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Sinatra recorded his final session at Capitol Records in Hollywood on this week back in 1962. Sinatra had been recording for his own record label, Reprise, for a couple of years. His final sight on Capitol was the song we just played, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues with Skip Martin's Orchestra. And we heard from Helen Forrest with Harry James and a song written by Harry James called I've Heard That Song Before was a big song for Helen Forrest. It was number one in 1943 and was in a Frank Sinatra movie called Youth on Parade. And I must say I've never seen the movie. The song, however, was written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. Well, it was, let's see, on this week back in 1832 that a fellow by the name of Abraham Lincoln of New Salem, Illinois, announced that he would run for political office for the first time. He sought a seat at the Illinois State Legislature. Well, Honest Abe was not successful in that endeavor. However, less than 30 years later, he became president of these United States. And on this week, back in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell of Salem, Massachusetts, rang up a patent for his invention, the telephone. It was an invention, incidentally, that almost bankrupted his company in the beginning. We have time for a couple more right now. Here's a happy tune. This is Joe Stafford and a song called What You Know, Joe?
What you know, Joe?
I don't know nothing.
What you know, Joe?
Tell me something.
What you know, Joe?
Ain't conniving, just ain't jiving. I don't know.
What you know, Joe?
Well, I don't know Latin.
What you know, Joe?
Ain't high having.
What you know, Joe?
I ain't fooling, I need schooling. I don't know.
Joe.
I just can't figure.
What you know, Joe?
I don't dig you.
What you know, Joe?
Hey, stop your squawking. Just ain't talking, 'cause I don't know.
What you know, Joe? What you know, Joe? What do you know, Joe?
Just ain't making it, I don't know.
I don't know, my mama tried to tell me so.
Papa wouldn't let me go. Couldn't even see a movie show.
What you know, Joe?
I don't dig you.
What you know, Joe?
Quit your squawking. I ain't talking 'cause I don't know.
What do you know, Joe? What do you know? What do you know, Joe? What do you know?
Hey, I'm talking. Quit your squawking. No more talking.
Thank you.
Well, folks, this will be our final offering of tonight, and it's a great one. We don't have too much time for it, unfortunately. Lionel Hampton and How High the Moon. And we heard from Joe Stafford, a song written by Trummy Young called What You Know, Joe? This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more terrific music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. She's coming up next.